And my joy. And I do believe it is that joy is going to come in the morning because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. It's Labor Day. It's Monday, the seventh day of September. It's hard to believe that we are just kind of moving through this this month also. Time is flying, if you ask me. And I always heard that the older that you get, time flies even faster. So enjoy it while you're here. Hey, good to have everybody watching this morning, and thank you for joining us for the morning edition of the Pulse WV Live. And we had an opportunity on Friday. You know, I told you we were going to be able to have our show on Friday night, and ended up having dinner with our son and our future daughter-in-law, and we enjoyed just being with them. Sometimes you just need to go spend time with your family, and it's very important. And so we hope that we didn't let you down too much. I'm sure that everybody's busy and has a lot of things going. And hey, a lot of things going on here. I just want to let you know that Saturday night, there's a tent revival in Braxton County in Gassaway. And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this coming week. And I'm preaching on Saturday night. And I'll get you all the information. And I'm really excited about it. I'll make sure that it's on my Facebook page, and it's also on the Pulse Gassaway page. So if you want to come up and be with us on that night. And I love evangelistic work. I mean, it's just absolutely just fun for me. You say, well, how is it fun? It's just fun. I love going and praying for people and praying for people that have needs. And when I go to South America and pray for people there, man, it's hours. I mean, they bring you a chair if at some point you sit down, because it's just lines and lines and lines of people. And but that's okay. I mean, because that's what we're called to do, is to pray for people. And so I enjoy doing that so much. Danielle, good morning to you. Hope you had fun camping in Summersville. Saw some of the pictures on Facebook, and seemed like you all did. Billy Harper, good to have you with us today. And thank you for joining us on Labor Day. I didn't know for sure how many people would be joining us, but I figured at some point, if people didn't join us live, they'd catch it on rewind. I always have trouble saying that. But yesterday was awesome at church, the Pulse Experience. We don't call it a church service. We call it the Pulse Experience, and because it really is. We really had an awesome time. We had a baby dedication. Ellie was dedicated, and that's Tori and David Quinn's youngest child. And so Grace, we were able to dedicate her, I think it was last year. And then I married them several years ago. And so it was just really, really a wonderful family. And so I was really glad to be a part of that. And, yeah, I am a Marshall dad. My son went to Marshall, graduated with a business degree. And stepping in his daddy's footsteps. Good morning. Speaking of dad, Nellie and my dad are watching today out in Jackson County, and we'll be heading out there this afternoon for a cookout. Looking forward to seeing all the remodel that they've been doing on the floor and all that, and seeing the grass and the garden. And wow, I tell you, there's all kinds of things going on. And so we want to encourage you to share the broadcast this morning. Share it. We want to tell you that we are live on Facebook as well as YouTube. So we want to encourage you to go over and see what we're doing on YouTube as well, and be able to subscribe to our YouTube page. Also for the Pulse Winfield Live as well. So we're excited about what God's doing. We're on Spotify, Google Play, and also we are on iTunes. So we are on iTunes podcast. So we encourage you to be able to share that. And Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, we're on all those things. Who says that their dad's not hip? Well, that's just the way it works. Well, I preached a message yesterday, and let me put the thing up here. Yeah, there it is. Should you trust your feelings, especially in the world that we're in today? I want to encourage you to go over to either iTunes or Spotify or Google Play, or you can, it's on there now, the Pulse Gasaway page, and watch the sermon, because God really helped me. And it sounds like I self-promote a lot, but I'm talking about Jesus and what Jesus is doing. And I'm telling you, he's just blessing. But if we don't get it out there, it's like my wife and I were talking last night. If we don't share the gospel of Jesus Christ to people, how are they going to know? She said, you're doing the broadcast this morning? I said, yeah. I said, because there's people waiting on me that want to, and waiting on God to show them something this morning. I said, even though it's a holiday, you know, we want to get out there and let people know what's going on. Joe Steele, good morning. Glad to have you tuned in today. And so that the title of the message, and what we're going to do now, is to take a few minutes and just go a little deeper for the next couple of days on should you trust your feelings. And I want to tell you right off the bat, no. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you, and we thank you, God, for a beautiful weekend and beautiful day today. Father, we just pray protection on people as they travel and go see family and friends and enjoy one another's company. Father, we pray for the children that are going to school, that are in the green, Father, that they'll be able to go back to school, Father, that you would protect them and give them safety. Father, we just pray for this coronavirus to die in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, God, because we know it didn't come from you, but we cast it into the sea. We cast it back to hell where it belongs. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. The intro song this morning was The Kingsman, and Joy's Gonna Come in the Morning. A lot of times Facebook will pull that off because it's copyrighted, but we have the license, and I don't know why they don't see it, because I post it out there, you know, so, but they think they can yank it, so they do. But anyway, I hope that song was a blessing to you. Okay, so here's the thing. Should you trust your feelings? And so, if so, how much reign over your life should you give them? So the question is today, here it is, as I said, should you trust your feelings? And if so, how much reign over your life should you allow your feelings to have? You know, sometimes a dog will scare me, like come up on me, like we run, my wife and I do. And 9 years in a row, there's a picture of us running our first 5K, the Charleston Distant Run, in Charleston. It's on our Facebook page. It showed up in my feed the other day, and I thought, man, that is so cool. And so if a dog will run up on you and start barking at you, man, it sends chills up me for some reason. I don't know why that is, but it does. And so, you know, that just kind of startles me. But when it comes to spiritual things, when you allow your feelings to control you, that is when you can hinder yourself from blessings. My wife and I yesterday were looking at a piece of property in a house up in Braxton County. And so, you know, just like I've told you before, you know, we're the lender and not the borrower. So stop borrowing. And so you say, well, how do you ever have anything? Well, you believe for it. And so I'm just really thankful that God has allowed us, in my negligence of taking loans, that he's allowing me to pay those off, and he's making a way for me to pay those loans off. I got the title yesterday on a 2015 Toyota Corolla that we have paid off now. Thank you, Jesus. It's paid off free and clear. And so I'm walking around this property, and I'm just asking the Lord. It's beautiful. It's in Braxton County, 5 acres, beautiful house. And so, you know, I'm walking around the property, and my flesh will tell me, okay, how are you going to pay for this without doing a loan? But my spirit says, you believe for it, and you shall have it. That's what the Word of God says. That's what the Word says. And I'll go over that with you here in just a little bit. If we have time this morning, so what time it is? It's 8:12. So here's the question, and this goes back to what I was doing when I was walking around that property line. James 1:8. Let me get my Bible. I've got my notes here. If you have your Bible there, go with me in there. James 1:8. And you say, well, I heard the sermon yesterday. Well, I'm just kind of going a little deeper. You don't really. Hey, Kristen. Good morning. Ingie, I-G-I-E, good morning. Glad to have you with us today. Can you tell us where you're watching from? Appreciate you being with us today. Over in John 1:8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That means there's a conflict between the spirit and the physical there. And if you trust the physical, and the title of this is Should You Trust Your Feelings? So the thing that you have to understand here is, okay, we either read God's word and believe God's word. It's one thing to believe it, but it's one thing to read it, but it's also one thing to believe it. I choose to believe it, but you can't be double-minded. You can't be double-minded. So a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And to be double-minded is the same as having a double heart. And this is the scripture that I read to you yesterday morning in the sermon, is over in Psalms. And people, I've actually heard people call it that, Psalms. Over in Psalms 12 and verse 2. 12 and verse 2. And in Psalms 12, verse 2, it says, They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart, they do speak. So basically what that is we become wishy-washy. That's a good West Virginian term. We become wishy-washy in our thought process. We're unstable. Because here's what he says here. He says we speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. You know, it's like flattery. You know, flattery is just flattering lips. Oh, you look so beautiful. Really, you're lying because you don't think that person is beautiful. So you just basically are lying to them. And people do that in church too. Oh man, that was just you sang that song so beautiful. And then you go tell your buddy or your husband or your wife, say, man, that was lousy. I mean, we lie to people. Why don't we tell the truth to people? Mike Spangler, I've referenced him. He's over at Poca Valley Bank, and Mike is a dear friend and a great guy. And one thing that he taught me is to have the hard conversations with people. And if you don't tell people the truth, then how can you get better? If I can't tell you the truth, and if people can't tell me the truth, and I can't take it in love, then how can I get better? And so that's what we do, is we use flattery, a form of flattery. And you almost think that flattery is a form of witchcraft because, you know, it has no power to it. But, you know, we just want to tell. Now, I don't think. You know, I've been married for 31 years, and I've been married a long time. A lot of you all been married a long time. And, you know, when your wife tries on a new dress, and she asks you, does this dress make me look fat or skinny? I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, that's a terrible spot to be in. Thankful, my wife is beautiful, and I don't have that issue with those kind of situations. But, you know, we have to be real careful. We need to use tact, but gosh, I'll get myself in a mess here if I'm not careful. But we need to not be double hearted, which means we don't need to be flattery with people and not mean what we say. Now, let me go over some things here. I pictured that I wanted to do this one day where you had, and I was going to have John Sandy. John Sandy is a wonderful artist. Hey, Todd Gardner up on the hill there in Charleston. Good to see you. We grew up together, and it's good having you on the show this morning, Todd. We've always loved your all's family, and been around each other for many, 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 many years. So here's the thing. Those that are just joining us, we're talking about, this is the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. We do this Monday through Friday, and should you trust your feelings? And your feelings will get you in jail if you're not careful. You have to be real careful with that. When your life is unstable, the mind is unsettling and lacks solid conviction. When your life is unstable, the mind is unsettling and lacks solid conviction. And the symptoms, the signs, so to speak, of a double-minded person are is instability, the tendency to be to have unexpected and unpredictable behavior, change of moods. Now, let me tell you before I go back to this. So, I got this picture of a husband and wife walking into heaven together. Okay, well, you know that you're not husband and wife when you get to heaven because you're marrying Jesus and there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And so that's the exciting part. And so, but anyway, this husband and wife are getting ready to walk into heaven, and she's walking in. He's not made it yet. And she's got her robe of white on, and she turns around and looks at him and says, "Honey." Now, he's getting ready to walk in to heaven here. And she's already walked in, and she says, "Honey, does this robe make me look fat?" And so I guess, you know, the way I picture this is like he can either say yes or he can say no, but he's right there teetering between going into the gates and not going into the gates. And so I've always thought that was kind of funny. But, you know, we definitely want to be honest with people. So I think that's kind of cool. So let me get back to this. And here's what we're talking about. Should your feelings, should you trust your feelings? So as I said before, that, you know, it's flattering lips. We speak lies because we have a deceitful heart. We have a deceitful heart because we're double-minded in some of our ways. No, in all of our ways. And a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And so what I'm saying to you is, if your life is unstable, then your mind is going to be unsettling, and you're going to lack solid conviction. And that means you're going to do things that you shouldn't do. Have you ever seen movies, and you may have experienced this, it seems like that when people never drank ever in their life, and then their wife leaves them, or their husband leaves them, or they have trouble with their children, and the next thing you know, they're pulled over for drunk driving. It's like, I don't know what makes people start drinking, you know, but that's a divided heart. That's a double-minded person because it's unpredictable behavior. It's like Jesus wants us to be consistent in the storm and out of the storm. I fly airplanes, and so, or fly an airplane, and I've been in some rough turbulence before, where it bounces you around pretty good, but you can't lose your cool up there. You can't lose your cool in an airplane, especially if you're flying it. And so you have to have nerves of steel. And let me tell you something. God can help you with that. Let me ask you something. How quick does it take you to get mad? How quick does it take you to get mad? You say, well, not very, very quick. I can get mad real quick. Well, we grieve God when we get mad. We grieve God. And see, I've had many conversations with people. I've had many conversations with people to where they would get mad. And it's like, I don't know why they got mad, but they got mad. But here's the thing. I mean, you're telling the truth. It's like I told him yesterday morning in church. I said, you should have mentors. Every one of us should have mentors. I have mentors. I have people that I can go to on a regular basis that will help me in through something if I'm struggling in an area, and I could get help if I'm struggling in a decision that I need to make. Then I can go to people because you need that. But there are some people, man, they will just fly off the handle just that quick, and the next thing you know, you're in a battle. But see, that's carnality. But I'm the type that I can have a conversation with you. You could get spitting mad and say, hey, okay, let's go eat. Let's go have dinner. Let's go have lunch. You know, all things are better. You know, we have to talk about those things. And so I want you to understand today, and I want to kind of help you through this process, that we can't be double-minded. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable. We have to be that way. And see, that's the way that God wants us. And let me give you that scripture. Steadfast. Let's see here. Let me give it to you. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I've got a computer Bible. I've got my main Bible. I've got all kinds of stuff. Okay, here he says. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. It says, therefore, now let's go to, and I've read this before, in verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can have victory in any area of our life that we want. It's our choice. It's our choice. If you want to walk in victory today, or you want to walk like the devil today, it's your choice. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we need to be steadfast. Well, you can't be steadfast if you're double-minded. You see what I'm saying? You can't, if you're double-minded, which means you're all over the place. You're all over the place. And back to the airplane, the philosophy here. You can't lose your cool when you're in bad weather, or when you can't melt down and start popping anxiety pills when you're flying an airplane. No matter what's going on around you. My instructor, Brad Duffield, wonderful man, said this to me one time. I remember one time I took off, and I had my sunglasses up in the window of the airplane, and they fell back in my lap, and I reached to grab them, and when I did, the airplane just kind of moved a little bit. And he looked at me, he says, you got to fly the airplane. He said, if a bee is stinging you in this airplane, he said, whatever's going on, if rain is dropping through your head, and because there's a leak in the window, you fly the airplane. And that's what I'm telling you today, is that you, no matter what goes on in your life and how you're maintaining, you have to maintain an altitude even in turbulence. You have to maintain life even in turbulence. And let me tell you something. You are going to go through some kind of turbulent time of your life. It's going to happen. Good morning, Marty. Thank you for watching today. And we appreciate you being here. And so it's like a new crew today. And I appreciate you all. We do this every day, 8 o'clock. And we encourage you to join us. So he wants us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, which means that he wants us to always be prospering. He wants us to constantly be walking in victory, always abounding. He doesn't say sometimes abounding. He says always abounding in the work of the Lord. So we want to be steadfast. We want to be unmovable, always abounding. Good morning, Vince. Hey, hope you're doing well today. Good to see you yesterday. Vince had a suit on yesterday, and man, he looked sharp in that suit. I thought, man, I'm underdressed, and that was for church. Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So things are going to hit you. You know, things are going to come up. Things are going to, you know, a bill is going to pop up that you didn't think you had, that you thought you had more money at the end of the month, or you thought that, you know, you were going to be able to go on this trip, but the coronavirus hit. You know, there's people that are having meltdowns over the coronavirus. But he says, and I think we forget about this part. I think we forget about this, that we need to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We've got to be. Not weak in the Lord, but strong in the Lord. It's so important. And let me give you that, the Lord. That's Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go over there. Let me read that to you. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Here's what it says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. We need to walk in the power. We need to walk in the power. Because you're strong in the Lord, if you choose to be, or you can be weak. But you have to move forward. You have to move forward. You have to press towards the mark of the high calling of God. You have to, you know, let me tell you something. You know, the last half a mile or whatever, when you run, you want to quit, but you can't quit. You got to stay in it. Hope this is helping you today. We're talking about should we trust our feelings? And I want to encourage you not to trust your feelings. We're going to talk about this for several days. What I've shared with you so far, those that are joining us, that James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all, not some, but all his ways. And so we don't want to be that way. We want to be consistent. We want to be to where our mind is not unsettling and lack a solid conviction. You know, just like I said before, you know, something goes wrong, you know, people start drinking. They get arrested for a DUI, or they start doing drugs over things. It's because they can't deal with things. And here's the thing. This is what bothers me. When Hillary Clinton, and I'm concerned about this age. I'm concerned about this age. And here's what bothers me. Okay, in 2016, Donald Trump beats Hillary Clinton. I think you were here for that. and all the polls were saying that Donald Trump was going to lose, and you know, the exit polls were showing that he was going to lose and that Hillary was going to win. So we had all these liberals, we had all these high school students, we had college students had to get therapy dogs to deal with it. Had to go to counseling because Hillary lost. Now, you know, I can understand a therapy dog for something, you know, for some things. You know, you lose a relative and you're having trouble dealing with it, you know, that kind of thing. I can understand that, you know, for counseling. But for somebody to go over the deep end because of they lost an election of who they wanted to win, I mean, come on, where are we in society today? Double-minded. We're double-minded. People are walking in fear with the coronavirus. And, you know, people are walking in fear of that. And I'm not saying it's not real. It is real. But let me tell you, no, it's not is real, but it is real. That's funny. So I'm not saying it's not real. It is. But what I am also saying to you is that are we going to believe God's word? And are we going to trust his word? Of saying that we are not to be double-minded, because if we are double-minded, then we are unstable in all of our ways. Now, let's talk about the five senses. And God helps me. I just praise God for this. The five senses: touch, sight, hearing, smelling, and taste. Those are the five senses, the five physical senses. But when you think about one of the spiritual senses is faith. Is faith. Faith is so important. Without faith, it is impossible that you and I can please God. Isn't that amazing? But it's true. You say, well, I have faith in myself because God's let me down. God will never let you down. God has never let you down. He will never, ever let you down. You say, well, you've never gone through anything. Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. We go through things in this life. But let me tell you something. The only thing that we can hold on to is God. Now, let me give you this. Over in Mark chapter 11, Mark chapter 11, verse 22, it says this, "And Jesus answered unto them, have faith in God." Have faith in God. So that's one of the first sense, spiritual senses. We know that touch, sight, hearing, smell, taste, is what we have in the physical. But in the spiritual, our senses, the number one sense, it should be faith. to have faith in God that he's going to protect you, that he's going to help you, that he's going to lead you out of debt. He's going to lead you out of anxiety. He's going to lead you out of depression. He's going to, you can get out of the house and go move around and go to the store and be what God wants you to be and go to church. See, people are using the coronavirus as a cop-out. Well, I'm not going to church because I could get the coronavirus at church. Well, and you go to Home Depot and you go to Walmart and you go to the store to get your cigarettes and your beer and all this kind of stuff, but yet you can't go to church. That is a cop-out. By the way, we have church on Wednesday night. It's called the Pulse Experience. It's called Wednesday Reconnect. We get together on Wednesdays now because the Bible tells us in the last days we need to meet more often. So I want to encourage you to be a part of that if you can. If you can't make it, if you're clear across the world, we'll be broadcasting on Facebook as well as YouTube. And so we encourage you to join us. Okay, I didn't use this in the sermon yesterday because I wanted to bypass this, and I didn't really get into it. But if we are unstable in all of our ways, if we are double-minded, then it's a tendency of being unpredictable in our behavior, changing of moods. Let me ask you something. You've got the word Christian over your head. You're a Christian, but yet you're moody. You're mean to people. You're hateful to your wife or your husband. But you can get up in church on Sunday morning and raise your hands and speak in tongues and say hallelujah and all those kind of things. But you're hateful. You're mean and you're hateful. But yet you call yourself a man or a woman of God. You're moody. Are you the thermostat or are you the thermometer? This is part of should you trust your feelings or not. Well, I just feel depressed today, or I just feel torn today, or I just feel sad today. Well, you can feel sad, but you know, Paul encouraged himself. You've got to encourage yourself. You know, on a sad day, I recommend you not to listen to George Jones. On a sad day, when you feel sad, and yes, people feel sad, and it's okay to feel sad. But you got to pick yourself up. You can't stay there. I remember when Joel Osteen's dad had passed away, and he had just taken over the church. And you know, there were times that he would preach, and you know, Joel was always behind the scenes, but you know, he would preach and he would get sad and he would cry, or he would cry, you know, because he missed his dad, and which is fine. It's fine to cry, but you can't stay there. You can't stay there. You've got to move forward. You've got to press forward because we can't stay there. Yes, we can cry. My mom passed away 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. And yes, it's sad when they pass, but if they died and they're in heaven, they're rejoicing. They're not thinking about us. Look, I don't think that our parents, I don't think that our loved ones that die, they say they're looking down at us. I just don't see that because there's no despair and there's no sadness in heaven. And if they could look down at us, then they would be seeing everything, and I just don't believe that. So here's a question. Are you the thermostat? Are you the control device? Or are you the thermometer which measures and indicates the temperature? You want to ask yourself that question. Are you the thermostat? Well, so what's that mean that I'm the thermostat? You're the control device. Well, let me see. When she wakes up or when he wakes up, let me see what kind of mood he's in today to see if we can be able to go, or she's in today to see if we're able to go and to do this and to do that. And so what happens is that is the thermostat, and that is not fair. It's not fair that you try to control people through your attitude. Be consistent. Be the same all the time. Yeah, things go wrong. Things happen. But we cannot be double-minded and unstable in all our ways, especially right now or any other time. To be double-minded is the same as to be double-hearted. It's just absolutely out of whack. Can I get an amen? It's the truth. The thermostat is the control device. And people want to be that control device. People want to say, well, I'm just miserable today, so I'm going to make everybody miserable today also. I know there's times that we go through sadness. I know there's times that we go through through hurt, and it's okay. It's absolutely okay. But one thing that you have to figure out is allow Jesus to help you. Allow Jesus to help you to work with that. And he can do that because we serve a great God. Let me tell you something. Jesus got sad. He got sad. You know why he got sad? He got sad at the unbelief of people. He got sad with the unbelief of people, the way people act and the way people carry on. And you don't think that, you know, all this rioting and all this kind of stuff that's going on in Seattle and different places. Let me tell you something. That's all staged. It's all staged. No, and it's what's crazy is nobody, I can't say nobody, but there's no reports of anybody that's through the rioting has got the coronavirus. But, man, they'll talk about it in church. They'll say, well, this church has it and this church has it and, you know, this pastor has it and that kind of thing. But they never talk about. And you know, when they show up with a pallet of bricks in the town and they're going to riot that night, does anybody not see that? Does anybody not see that? But yet, we turn a deaf ear and we close our eyes and look the other way. That's where we are in society. So here's a question as we leave you today. Should you trust your feelings? I don't think so. I really don't think we should trust our feelings. And here's why. Because I think that if we do, that we could get ourselves in a pretty tough spot. And we don't want to do that. So I want to encourage you today to talk to Jesus. If you're frustrated, let him know about it. If you're hurt, it's okay. God wants to take that hurt from you. If you're around the house today and you're just so anxious and you just can't seem to deal with things, turn some praise and worship music on. Talk to the Lord about it. Get in a good Bible study. There's some great sermons out there on podcasts and different things. You know, pull up Pastor Jay. He's a great pastor. He's a great preacher. You know, pull him up under the Pulse WV, and God will help you. Well, let me pray for you. Jesus, we love you, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the ones that are watching today. And, Father, I pray in Jesus' name for the ones that are struggling, maybe because of loss or maybe this is a holiday that, you know, they're struggling through. I just lift them up to you, Father. I pray in Jesus' name, Father, that people will not walk in fear but walk in faith. And, Father, I give you thanks and praise and honor for that because we love you and we thank you, God, for that. And, Jesus, I just pray that if there's someone that may be watching today that is not saved, then we want to pray for you also. Jesus, I just if you're not saved today, then I want to encourage you to accept Jesus into your life. And you can do that by saying, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I ask you, Father, Lord, to help me to be Christ-like. Help me to walk according to what the Word of God says. And I thank you, God, for forgiving me of my sins. Come into my life, Lord, and live. And I thank you, God, for that in Jesus' name. The plan of salvation is so simple. And if you repeated that prayer and you believe in your heart, then you're saved, and you need to tell somebody about it. Get baptized. Get in a church to where God can use you and build you up. And I want to encourage you today. We love you all, and we want to thank you for being a part of the Pulse WV Live this morning. Let me tell you this, that if you're being fed by this ministry and God is blessing you and you feel led to bless this ministry financially, then there are three different ways that you can do that, and they are on the screen, thepulsewv.com. You can go to PayPal through the website, and also you can mail your correspondence to P.O. Box 141, Gasaway, 26624. or you can also text the word. You can do this right now. You can text the word PULSE, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. And you can do that, and the Lord will bless you for sowing into our ministry. And we are believing God to do great things and to be debt-free in our church. And so we're really thankful that that God is doing that for us. Yeah, Vince says, and the water, it's great water in Braxton County to get baptized. Yeah, John Sandy and I baptized him not long ago. So we want to encourage you. Don't forget to share this today. Share the broadcast. It's on. It's going to be here in just a few minutes on Spotify, on podcast, iTunes, as well as Google Play. And then this message is also on Facebook and YouTube. And we encourage you to share this. And we thank you. We'll get together again tomorrow. I pray you have a great day. I pray you eat plenty of hot dogs and hamburgers wherever you're going today, and be safe, because it is in Jesus' name. I'm going to leave you with a song that I think is so good. About
come on, Las Vegas, lift it up today.
We're going to rejoice. Let's rejoice. Come on. Come on, everybody. Get your shouting shoes on. We're rejoicing. Mm-hmm.